fitness professional, personal trainer, boot camp owner to kind of definitely think about running a successful boot camp. I mean, if you're interested in kind of, you know, going from making a living to making really, you know, some people would say a killing in the fitness industry, they need to think about giving boot camps a solid shot. Now, what are other some other benefits when it comes to the fitness professional, when it comes to, you know, the enjoyment of doing a teaching a group as opposed to doing one-on-one training?
Well, that's, again, another good question, and I know everybody listening to this is going to resonate with what I'm about to say, but let's face it, when you do one-on-one training, even small groups of training, there's always that client or two or three that you have that just doesn't want to give effort, that just, you know, shows up late, wants to leave early, and, you know, you're there to train, man. You and I are passionate as fitness professionals, but if the client just doesn't want to give, or they just don't have that excitement, that enthusiasm that you want to bring, that 30-minute session or that 60-minute session is going to drag on for a long time. And let's face it, I mean, how much of that do you want to do before you just get burnt out? I know for me, it was pretty quick. And in fact, I found with my trainers, once I stepped away from the training and did more of the marketing and selling, I found that my trainers were burning out quick. Specifically, the trainers would actually show up late for the clients that they didn't like. While obviously that was uncool, I kind of couldn't blame them. I mean, gosh, I knew what that was like. So the one factor there is, like, when you have a group, you're always going to have a handful of people in the group that you like, and therefore the excitement there for you. But let's face it, if you love what you do and you're excited about it, you're just going to make more money. So it's exciting for you. The other thing is, running a boot camp, starting a boot camp, it's so much cheaper as far as equipment goes and building the place out than a personal training facility. And I'll give you an example. My typical personal training studio was about 1,700 square feet. Nothing big at all, actually. 1,700 square feet, so like a boutique, small, tiny facility. Yet, build-out cost us about $55,000 to $70,000 per location because of all the equipment we had to put in there. If anyone's ever purchased treadmills, recumbent bikes, never mind, you know, a squat rack, etc., and, you know, so many thousand pounds of weights, well, you know what I'm talking about. On the flip side, for a boot camp, for under $10,000, you typically have your build-out done. And, in fact, all you would basically need is some carpet-back foam that you can buy from any gymnastics center place that caters to gymnastics centers. You need some furniture movers, the sliders that you can obviously use on the carpet-back foam, and maybe, you know, I don't know, 10, 15, 5, and 10-pound dumbbells. And if you really want to splurge, you're going to buy some, you know, Liebert equalizers and TRX bands, and you're done. That's it, for under $10,000. And now I'm talking about you putting some mirrors in, slap some paint on the wall, and you are done. And so when you think about build-out time and all that stuff, God, it is so much faster. So between that and the type of clients that you get and the fact that instead of working an 8-9 hour day and having that big gap in the middle of the day as a one-on-one trainer, now you can actually run a 5 a.m. camp, maybe a 6 a.m. camp, and a 6 p.m. camp, work three and a half hours in a day, and you're done because you trained a big volume of people. And the fourth and final reason that, I mean, I think personal trainers should seriously think about starting a boot camp is the fact that if you have, let's say you've got 12 clients paying you, oh, I don't know, $400 a month. Well, that's awesome. And if you've got 12 clients paying you $400 a month, let me do the math, 12 times 400, that's $4,800 a month. Fantastic. Now, let's say you've got 24 boot camp clients paying you $200 a month. Well, you're making the same amount of money, $4,800. The difference is you're working less hours if you're running a boot camp, and if half of your one-on-one training clients leave, well, you just literally are down to 6 clients now. If half of your boot camp clients leave, you still have 12 clients. And so, again, the leverage point of retaining your business is so awesome. You know, imagine if the flu or cold season comes around and you have a couple of personal training one-on-one clients drop off, you just took a severe hit to your income. But if you have a couple of boot camp clients drop off, big deal. You still have like 22 clients left. So again, the leverage point on group training or boot camp specifically
That makes a lot of sense. The leverage point's a really good point. I mean, we all know, well, up here in Vancouver, everyone in this area knows as soon as the snow comes, everyone goes crazy, and most clients will cancel when there starts being a little bit of snow. And that ends up being, you know, a brutal day. But if you've got that leverage when it comes to the boot campers and, you know, half your class doesn't show up, I mean, you're maintaining your revenue. It's a really, really good point.
Yeah.
Now, so let's say I'm a fitness professional or personal trainer, and, you know, I really like the fitness industry. I really like what I'm doing, but, you know, I want to take that next step, and I want to, and I'm thinking about doing boot camps. And so where would I start in order to take that step? You know, moving out of the gym or moving out on my own to give that boot camp business a solid go?
You know, that's a really good question as well. And
thank you very much. Thanks.
And I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
Thanks. Thank you very much for all the good questions that I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. Well, you obviously took the time to write down some good questions, and you keep firing away with those awesome questions. So I'll definitely give you props for that. But, you know, a lot of times when personal trainers want to leave or kind of grow out of the one-on-one training gig, like I did, the very first thing they'll do is say, hey, well, where am I going to do boot camp? I'm probably going to run it outside somewhere. And unless you're in Southern California, and even if you're in Southern California, the weather becomes a factor. And these days, there's so many boot camps out there that now cities and municipalities are starting to crack down on outdoor boot camps. So if you're really running a boot camp outside in a park, you're dealing with the sprinklers, you're dealing with dog poop, you're dealing with rain, snow, heat, God knows what, right? People tripping over tree roots. However, what Steve and I did, and I got to give the credit to Steve here, is when he actually, we had one meeting, this is before we even became business partners in Fit Body Bootcamp, we had one meeting where he said, hey, I've got a personal training gym, and what I want to do now is leverage myself and open up fitness boot camps, and I was told that I should come and talk to you. And so we're having this meeting, and at the meeting we realized that, gosh, you know, opening up many boot camps is a good leverage point for him. And so we kind of drew out a plan, and okay, here's how you're going to, you know, obviously draw more income to your business with having multiple boot camps at Orange County, California, et cetera. Well, the very first boot camp that he went to do in a park, it was a rainy day. And one of his clients chimed up and said, hey, you know, I know a gymnastics center right down the road, and I know the owner. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure she'll be fine if we go do the boot camp there. I can just give her a quick call, and we'll be in there within the next half hour. Sure enough, 30 minutes later, they're inside of this gymnastics center, Rick, and they're running a boot camp. They're not affected by the rain, by any weather issues. The city can't come and stop them. And the gymnastics center, obviously, is empty in the morning times because normally they don't start training their kids until about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. And so talk about a great host-beneficiary relationship here. And so Steve said, calls me up the next day. He says, hey, I'm going to open up all 6 locations in gymnastics centers. What do you think? I said, holy cow, that's a brilliant idea. You just solved the number one problem with boot camps, which is obviously the unreliability factor of the city, the park ranger, the rain, the snow, the whatever, the dog poop and the tree roots. And the rest was history. Well, now today, we created that entire business model of boot camps. We're a personal trainer. We modeled it after what Steve did, where a personal trainer can go and open up a boot camp in a gymnastics center or even in a light industrial or commercial storefront. We teach them how to negotiate the lease. We teach them how to get anywhere from 2 to 4 months of free rent, and we tell them exactly what equipment to buy and how to keep it under $10,000 if they're doing their own standalone business. Typically in a gymnastics center, you might have everything you need other than some bands and the furniture sliders. And it's just amazing how having a systemized process works. Well, we even created a method called the phase-out method, where after 30 days of you opening up your boot camp, you bring in a trainer, phase the trainer in, phase yourself out, and then you go open up your second location, third location, et cetera, each time doing the phase-out launches that many boot camps for you. And talk about the ultimate leverage, man. Holy cow. And once you do that, you're good to go. And we did all this over the last 2 years. And now, of course, Fit Body Boot Camp has become the number one brand in fitness boot camps, and now is the largest chain of fitness boot camps out there worldwide with over 218 locations and growing.
Wow. Very good information. So looking at my next question, so we kind of talked about, you know, that the, you know, personal trainer that's looking at taking that step outside of the gym and starting a boot camp. Now, looking at the person that, you know, has started a boot camp, they've gone out on their own, they're kind of getting some clients, they're doing okay, you know, they're making a living, they really want to take that next step and really have a jam-packed boot camp. Now, do you have any tips for them to kind of take that boot camp from, like, making a living to, you know, making a killing?
Yeah. You know what? And that's a horrible question, actually. You know what, Rick? Damn it, you keep asking the great questions. I do have some tips for them, actually. And boy, do I have some tips, because when I started my boot camp, I went about it all wrong. And I later found out that for boot camps specifically, and this works just as well as personal training, but for boot camps specifically, it's such a fun and exciting thing. People just love working out in a group where a little natural competition starts to build up. You know, they have that camaraderie like I talked about. They have that friendship. They look forward to coming to camp because they not only love their trainer, but they love the group. And so what ends up happening is people start spreading the word. So word of mouth is one of the best marketing systems out there. And when I think about that, a few people come to mind. Kara Eckerman in Houston, Texas. You know, Justin Blum in Las Vegas, Nevada. These are all Fit Body Boot Camp owners. Jeremy Warner in Ohio. And all of them use word of mouth. However, there's a specific way to use word of mouth marketing. And so I can give you really three tips here that are going to help take a boot camp to a whole new level. One of them is to go to local businesses. And what I suggest, and this is what all Fit Body Bootcamp owners do, is they make a list of 50 local businesses that they feel get the clientele that they want. And this could be, you know, anywhere from like a Chick-fil-A or a healthy food restaurant to a tanning salon, hairstylist, day spa, med spa, etc. You make the list of 50 local businesses first. And then what you do is you go in there with a giving hand. And this is where 99.9% of fitness professionals fail, because when they go into a business to ask for referrals, they go in there asking for referrals instead of coming to them with a giving hand. And let's face it, if you've never met me, Rick, and I call you up and I go, "Hey, Rick, my name is Pedros, and I want you to promote a product for me," that's probably going to turn you off, isn't it?
Yes.
So we found that 99.9% of the time, that's what everybody does, because we say, "I want more clients, and so I'm going to go in there and ask you for more referrals." Well, wait a minute. The entrepreneur of that business there wants to know what's in it for me. So we created something that we call the giving hand times two, which is you walk in there and you say, "Hey, my name is Pedro Skulian. I own Fit Body Boot Camp right down the street. I've got an email list of about 300 people. You know, let's say 15 of them are my clients, so let's say it's a struggling boot camp, so let's say I only have 15 clients, and the other 285 people are prospects, people who are interested. So I've got a list of 300 people on my email list, and I want to know if I can refer your tanning salon to them. Can I give you more money? Who do I refer? Who do I talk to you about, you know, essentially referring you more business?" So imagine that. If you walk into the tanning salon and you go, "Hey, my name is Pedro Skulian. I run a fitness boot camp down the street, and I've got about 300 people on my email list interested in fitness and health and wellness, and I want to know if I can refer them to your business." You're essentially saying, "Hi, can I give you money?" And so they're going to say, "Well, yes, Pedro, come on in. Let's talk. Of course you can refer my tanning salon to your list of clients and customers and prospects." So that's number one. Number two, "Hey, fantastic. That's awesome. I'm glad to do that. And oh, by the way, listen, I've got a 6-week body transformation program that I also run, and I'd like to offer you, and either a key employee or a spouse or anybody, a manager of your facility here, to come and work out, go through my 6-week body transformation boot camp if you'd like. Would you like that?" And typically you'll hear a yes again. So already when you walk in through the door, you walk in with a giving hand times two. One being you're giving them business, two, you're giving them the results of fitness by offering them a free six-week body transformation program. Now, the reason we suggest offering a six-week program is so that there's a stop and an end in the relationship. So if it's going to be a brand-new relationship, you don't know if they're going to reciprocate and send you leads. You don't obviously ultimately want to train this person forever for free. 6 weeks is a good period of time. Now, if they obviously end up giving you, doing for you what I'm about to tell you, then you're going to train them forever for free because it's the best thing you can do. And who cares if you get an extra person in a boot camp anyway, because it's not going to cost you anymore. Plus, nobody likes to eat at an empty restaurant. So if your boot camp is jiving with, like, you know, 20, 25, 30 people, even if 5 or 10 of them are in there for free, it's going to just attract more people because, you know, a full restaurant is always busier than a restaurant that's empty. No one wants to eat an empty restaurant. So once you offer them, obviously, you're going to send them business, and you've told them that, obviously, you'll train them for 6 weeks for free. And you say, oh, by the way, would you mind if I put for the next 6 weeks, if I put a lead box in here, and you're not going to call it a lead box, you're going to say a raffle box in here, and people can put in their name and information and win a month of free boot camp. We're going to do a drawing, and someone can win a month of boot camp. Would you mind if I put this here on your table? Now, typically, after you've come to them with a giving hand, most of the time they're going to say yes. And if they say no to that, then obviously they're saying no to either to working out with you and to you promoting your business. And so if you have a list of 50 businesses that you do this to, and you're willing to deal with a little bit of rejection, because some businesses, about half, in fact, are going to say no, and that's just the nature of being an entrepreneur. You have to deal with rejection and failure. But in the business industry, in entrepreneurial world, failure isn't known as failure. Failure just means, hey, that's a test that didn't work. I'm going to go back to the drawing board and test out a new method of approaching people. And so if you have a list of 50 businesses, about 25 are going to say yes to you. And if you have 25 businesses out there that are hosting your lead box the right way, the way I asked you to, because now that you're a biggest fan, they're going to tell their clients and customers to fill out the form, and if you've got 25 lead boxes out there, typically you're going to get anywhere from 250 to 350 new leads per month. And of course, those are obviously solid leads. One person each month will win a month of free boot camp. Everybody else, you call up and you say, hey, you didn't win the month, but you want a week of free boot camp, come on in here, let's get you started. And of course, that week of boot camp will then transition to, hopefully, a sale where you can then train them ongoing. So that's one way. The other way, which is really important, is even if you only have 5 or 10 people in your boot camp who are training and you want to blow it up, you know, it's making those gift cards, the plastic gift cards that look like real gift cards. And the best place to get those made is plasticgiftcardsonline.com. I believe that's the website. Or you can just Google, you know, plastic gift cards and you'll have a whole bunch of good options. But the one where we use right now is plasticgiftcardsonline.com. And you make $100 gift cards. It says, you know, fitness boot camp or fit body boot camp, $100 gift card. It's got a fake magnetic strip on the back. You know, it's not actually a magnetic strip. It's just a graphic. It's got your phone number and website. And you hand these out, about 2 or 3 of them, each week to your current clients. And you say, hey, just want you to know I'm never too busy for your referrals. I'm obviously looking to grow my business. And rather than spending marketing dollars on running advertising and then having to raise my fees for you guys, I thought it'd be easier if I gave you these gift cards and you can give these gift cards out to your friends, family, and coworkers. And so what you're saying is, hey, get me leads, refer me leads, and I'm not going to raise your rates. And you're saying that in a really cool way. And by doing that, they're going to take those gift cards, they're going to give them away to their friends, family, and coworkers, because who doesn't like a gift card? And of course, once they do that, you're golden. Now, the second part to that is you don't just wait for people to bring in the gift cards. Then what you do is you ask all your clients, hey, give me the names, phone numbers, and emails of the people that you handed the gift cards to. And then you follow up with those people and you say, hey, my name is Pedros. I run the fitness boot camp down the road here. Sally is my client, and Sally said she gave you a gift card for $100. That entitles you to 2 weeks of boot camp here with us. And I want to know if you want to start tomorrow or the next day. And you simply get them into your funnel, and then, of course, use our Fit Body Bootcamp conversion scripts to convert them into paying clients after the 3-2 weeks. And again, that's essentially how you build up your bootcamp. And the third and final way running targeted Facebook ads. And this is actually the only paid way that we suggest. But again, it's kind of a viral thing. And you, when you're running Facebook ads, what ends up happening is your clients end up seeing your ads and talking about it on their Facebook wall. And before you know it, the people that they're friends with are talking about it, and you're commenting on their wall. And so this viral conversation begins. And again, Facebook is one of the biggest, well, not one of the, it's the biggest social platform out there today. And I'll be the first to tell you that it will replace Google as far as search engine and finding content and information goes. And so what better place to start optimizing than on Facebook by running targeted ads, Facebook ads that are, say, so if I'm in Chino Hills, I would say show my ad to people within 5 miles in Chino Hills. I'm looking for female. I'm looking for the age group between 26 and 55. I mean, you can go that targeted. And you send them to a squeeze page. And, of course, on that squeeze page, you get a free video when they give you their name and email address. And voila. Now you know they're a targeted person in Chino Hills. They're female. They're within the age range that you train. And the coolest thing about that is you follow up and you say, hey, I hope you got that video, and I hope you got that free report that I had for you. And now I want you to come in here and try out my boot camp. Here's my phone number. Give me a call. And typically, 50% of the time, they'll follow up and they'll say, yeah, I'll take a week of free training. And again, that leads to more clients.
Wow, that's great information. Thank you very much, Bedros.
Yeah.
Now kind of looking at, you know, the importance of, you know, being a part of a network or being part of a system when it comes to running a successful bootcamp. So I know around me, there's a number of people that have kind of gone on their own and kind of started a bootcamp, and they've had some success. But really, I really want to talk about Fitbody Bootcamp when it comes to the importance of, you know, being part of a system, which Fitbody Bootcamp is, and the and really the power and the importance of the networking and the group concept, the sharing concept of building a successful, very successful bootcamps.
Yeah, so here's the thing, and people always ask us, like, hey, what's the deal with Fitbody Bootcamp? How does it just, everybody turns around now, I see Fitbody Bootcamp, how did this happen? And it's real simple. It's because of the network that we've built. And I'll give you an example. In fact, you're in a mastermind with me, and you know that in that mastermind, we've got about 28, 30 personal trainers who are into information marketing, and you are growing your business faster than the average fitness professional who decides that they're going to go into information marketing. The reason you're growing it faster is because you have access to a network of people who are trying out different things. People in our mastermind group are trying out different things, and they're reporting back to the group and saying, this works, this doesn't, Yahoo sucks, but Google is awesome, or Google Local doesn't work this way, but it works that way better, or on Facebook, you got to try doing this ad instead of that ad. And so the learning curve is so much quicker when you have a network. So with Fitbody Bootcamp, we've got so many levels of support that everybody gets the most cutting-edge information. Like in this, you know, what have you been on this one? About 25 minutes now, I gave you more tips than the average personal trainer will know about boot camps if they went out and tried to decipher it on their own in 2 years. Well, I've been there. I've done that. I've run multiple six-figure businesses, and currently I run a multiple seven-figure business where I teach personal trainers and boot camp operators how to blow it up. So with Fitbody Bootcamp, you get this network of trainers. You get access to our membership site, to the owner's forum. You get access to our world conference where we meet up once a year. You get every 3 months, for like a pittance, you get to come to a two-day mastermind of Fitbody Bootcamp owners where everybody from all across the world shares what's working for them and what's failed for them. And so the learning curve and the connection and the support is so strong that you can go literally from as little as 5 clients to going back from a weekend of a mastermind or even going on the forum and asking a question and having 10 or 15 successful bootcamp operators saying, hey, I had that same problem. I had 5 clients. I realized that direct mail wasn't working for me either, and I did this kind of email campaign. I ran that kind of Facebook ad, and I said this and this and this to generate leads for my existing clients, and now I've got over 32 different clients in my bootcamp, and here's how you can do it too. And so when you're connected to the network, it's really sweet because the learning curve is fast. guys, as an entrepreneur, and you know this, it's a lonely job. What we have as an entrepreneur is a lonely job. Most of your friends probably have a day job. They go and work in a cubicle. They don't make the big decisions for the business. But at the same time, they always get that same predictable paycheck over and over again, and they hope that at the end of the year they get a 1 or 2% raise. Well, you and I have the luxury of running a particular campaign. I'll give you a great example. One of our boot camp owners ran Groupon, which is this, obviously everyone's probably heard of Groupon, or these big social media buying sites where you can sell boot camps for like $30 for the month. Well, it's like, why would you want to sell boot camps for $30 for a month? Because he did that, and he got 300 people who bought. Of the 300 people, he ended up getting 72 to commit to $197 a month after the first month. So instantly, he went from no business, because he was a brand new Fit Body Bootcamp owner, and he went onto the members forum, and he saw what most of these Fit Body Bootcamp owners were doing. They're running Groupon promotions, and he knew exactly how to approach Groupon the right way so they don't reject him. And he did it, and he had 72 paying clients by the end of 2 weeks. And it was just ridiculous, the growth. He went literally from no dollars to being a multiple six-figure. I think on pace to 220,000 now because of those 72 clients. Now, are all 72 going to stick? Probably not. Let's be really pessimistic and say only half stick. Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. That's still over 30 people who are paying $197 a month. And if those 30 people over the next, let's say, 6 months each recommend two people, then you see that he's going to be north of 100 people who never have a problem by way of money ever again. And so without that network, without that connection to the owners, to the business coaches that we have, and to myself and Steve, the growth process and the success process is really slow.
Excellent. And I'll kind of interject here. I mean, like Bader said, you know, being an entrepreneur or doing things on your own is a pretty lonely thing. And I'm in one of Bedros's groups, one of his mastermind groups, helping me, you know, improve, you know, really have a kick-ass blog and create products that are helping people around the world overcome their injuries. And so I can firstly say, you know, having access to that network of people that want to share, that are testing things out and letting everyone know if it's working or not working. Because we all know wherever we are, if we're in business, have our own personal training studio, or doing community-based rehab, there isn't really sharing amongst our competition. But when you're in a network of people from around the world that want to help each other out, and sharing ends up helping the whole group, it ends up speeding up your success. And the second thing, like I was saying, the system, it's amazing to have systems from like Steve and Bedros that you can use that give you a start to succeeding in, you know, getting more bootcamp clients. So I would highly recommend, if you have a bootcamp and want to take it to the next level and have it really, you know, kick ass, or if you are thinking about starting a boot camp, start off with Fit Body Boot Camp. Now, wrapping things up here, Bedros, where can people get more information about you and Steve and your Fit Body Boot Camp, you know, system, business?
Yeah, very good question. The best place to go is myfitbodybootcamp.com, and that's going to take you to the main Fit Body Boot Camp site where people can learn more about me and Steve and the entire Fit Body Boot Camp model and opportunity the trainers can go on. And in fact, there's no better time to go to myfitbodybootcamp.com than now, because as we sell more territories, obviously, areas end up closing out and you may be locked out if someone else gets a Fit Body Boot Camp territory in your city or town, because everybody gets a protected territory. And so if anyone's interested, there's no reason to be skeptical. All the information is on the site. The success stories are there. You know, get on board, and if it's right for you, you know, join the family. And if it's not, I wish everybody all the success in the world.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Bedros, for your time and sharing so much. And thank you, everyone, from ExercisesForInjuries.com for listening. I know Bedros gave some amazing information, and I know if you even just follow and take action on one of those items, you're definitely going to get huge success. Now, make sure if you, you know, are having a boot camp that's kind of doing okay, or you're thinking about going into boot camps, definitely consider the Fit Body Boot Camp. I keep calling it a system, but the Fit Body Boot Camp. So this is Rick Kasselge from ExercisesForInjuries.com signing off, saying take care and bye-bye.